Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is our theme today outside of just starting with that heinous, the heat is on? We got a little Phil Collins here.
We do. Yeah. In honor of our newest backup to the Minnesota Vikings.
Danny Dimes.
Jones. Yes, Danny Dimes. These are all artists that are once backups. But now they're household names. We had Glenn Frey. We had Phil Collins, obviously. We had Katy Perry in the mix today, too. So, People were once backup vocals and are now on the forefront.
Who is Frey a backup vocal before the Eagles?
I have it in my notes here. It is him and Henley both did Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt, yeah. That's for sure. Somebody's saying, okay, hearing Jim, Chad and Jim say, I love you to each other. Just made my day. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. I love the man. We are great, great friends. And never, ever take your friends for granted and the people who are important to you. And Jim is a huge part of my life. Okay. Let's just go right to a caller on the deplaning experience. You might be about to do it. You might be driving to the airport right now. I don't know where you're flying. I hope everything goes well. Sarah wants to chime in. Sarah, glad you're listening. What part of the end of the plane experience bugs you most?
Well, the thing that bugs me most is the people that stand up the second that they can, and then they stand there for 45 minutes before anyone can get off. But I have a quick story about people exiting a plane. Several years ago, my daughter and I were flying back from Boston. We were going through Chicago. And my daughter has a propensity for passing out at inopportune times.
Oh, sorry about
that.
So
we're on the plane. Well, no, she doesn't do it anymore. It was when she was younger, and it just became a joke because she was always okay. But so we're on the plane. We're about an hour into the flight, and she says, she was in high school. She goes, Mom, I'm going to pass out. She said, really? She goes, I'm going to pass out. And she passes out. So anyways, everything ended up being okay, and they let us move up to first class. There were two seats in first class, just so we had more room and we could eat. Anyways, so we're ready to get off the plane, and they come on the thing and say, there's paramedics coming on the plane. Everyone, please stay seated. So they're coming on for my daughter, and one guy in first class gets up, shoves his way past the paramedics.
What a jerk.
So he can get off the plane.
What a jerk. Yeah. Honestly.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing. I'm glad to hear that your daughter's okay. That's one of them. Thanks, Sarah. I'll give you this one too, Josh. Okay, let's say they announce it's the captain. Of course, the captain has to talk like that. Hello, everybody. Because the flight was late, we're going to let those who are, they do a lot of this too, as Carter just went out. We're going to let those who are catching a connecting flight, we're going to let them get off first.
And then the whole plane gets up.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to stay on the plane any longer than I have to. I get on as late as possible outside of when I'm flying with Q. Outside of that, if you see me on a plane and it's no big deal, right? You're going to see me as one of the last two or three people get on a plane. I don't bring on five pieces of luggage to try to scam the system. So I just want to get on at the end. And sure, I'd like to go first, but that, no, It doesn't work that way. Even when they're saying that, the dopes can't wait.
Here are others. And keep texting me, by the way. Excellent one so far. 651-461-9226. Do you prefer, Josh, I know you're a frequent traveler.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have window or aisle? Aisle or window? Which is your go-to?
Window is preference, but I'm indifferent.
Okay.
I'm not super high maintenance with that.
Okay. So let's say I'm in the aisle, you're in the window, and we're in row 24.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I'm further back in the plane. Doesn't bug me at all. And I realize because we're in row 24, boom, there, even though the plane has descended, and by the way, it's not an on-time rival just because it lands. Here's when it's an on-time arrival. When we start getting off the plane, that's when it's an on-time arrival. Not, hey, wheels are on the ground. Thank you to fill-in-the-blank airlines. And then they tell us, oh, by the way, we don't have a gate. That doesn't count. When we're up to the gate, that's what counts. But then the person, male or female, window stands up and they're kind of stooped over. And they're glaring at you and wondering why you haven't tried to jump in the row to then stand in the row. Why? Window people, they're not in, you're in 24C. They're not magically going to say, Dwayne in row 24C is allowed to get off the plane. Calm down. Window people, you have to accept there's no need to get up. So if I'm in that position, I don't even blink. I just sit in my seat. I might give them a glance if they give me the evil eye. So what? We're going nowhere. Here's another one. When the people are trying to jump ahead of you. Again, I'm in 24A. Okay, I'm in the aisle. And the guy in 28 is trying to get ahead. Have they announced that they're connecting flights? No. But 28 guy thinks, hey, I'm going to get off faster. It's like a race.
Nope.
No. Wait. You're bleeping.
Did you already mention the luggage thing where people just, as soon as they land, they get up to grab their luggage and they're just kind of sitting there plopped on their lap and whatnot? It's just like,
if
we're not going anywhere.
It turns out you're flying the Derusha seats, we call them. First class.
Yeah.
And you're going to get off early, fine. Grab your bags. But if you're back with me, 24, it does you no good to grab your bags. Wait your turn. Be patient like I am. No one's more patient than me. At least in this case, I am. All right, let's get back to callers and your texts. When we return, the horrid experience of the buffoonery which takes place when the plane is on the ground and people just decide, I'm just going to make the rules up for me. We're back with excellent texts and calls in moments on CCO. CBS and Susie with the news in about 7 minutes. Reminder, it's at 1:53. That's your Linda's Construction Time Check. 10, replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin. Get free installation labor. We're talking about what bothers you most about individuals who've decided they're the only ones that matter and they need to get off the plane first. When you're flying, since 800 billion people are flying today. Neil has called in. Neil, thanks so much for listening. You're on WCCO.
Hi. I'd like to. My deplaning experience that bothers me the most is first watching the people that need extra time, i.e., they get wheelchair assistance down the gangway onto the plane. Count 11, 12 of them going onto the plane. When we get to our destination, somehow, some way, being so high up in the sky, they are miraculously healed and can run off the plane so damn fast, I can't keep up with them.
Now, that's right out of Curb Your Enthusiasm right there. If you use the old wheelchair situation to get on the plane, but thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, I've been healed, and you're skipping off the plane, you'd be a terrible person if that takes place. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Especially going to Vegas.
that's correct. Neil, very good call. Call in any time. John has called in. John, you're on WCCO.
Well, Well, I would say for sure, it was mentioned while I was on hold, but assuming there's no invitation to get off to get a connecting flight, it's when people will try to move up from an aisle behind you instead of following the protocol of getting off when it's their turn. One thing I'll say about standing up, I had back surgery about 17 years ago, and I'm fine, but when a plane is down and stopped, I'll stay. If I have an aisle seat, I'll stand up because
sure.
It's just so much more comfortable on my back to get up and stand instead of keep sitting. It's, you know, when you've been in that pretty uncomfortable seat for 2 or 3 hours. So
anyone,
that's my comment.
Thank you, sir. Keep listening, and I appreciate that you called in. Anyone that has any significant, minor medical malady.
Mm-hmm.
We're not coming for you.
Yeah, no.
And anybody who is, you need to look in the mirror. We're not talking about the person, like somebody's arthritis. You know, arthritis stinks.
Yeah.
Like, if you need to get up because you're arthritis, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who we're mad at. Someone like John or arthritis, it's others and what they're doing. Now, this is a separate category because it's just other plane gripes. But someone says, changing your kid's diaper in the seat or on the tray table. Okay. Father three. Flew occasionally with kids. Never, ever, ever considered that as an option. I think you're removed from the plane, potentially up in the air. Potentially, there are parachutes there.
Yeah.
And by the way, the kid still has to have the poop in the diaper. No, that's awful. And again, I've changed way too many diapers, right? And even with Q's health issues, the challenges Q has in that area, much older than a lot. So somebody might call me a maestro, how skilled I was at the diaper. But I never once thought, hey, you know what? Here's my tray. We've got a poop issue, and I'm just going to let the folks all around me deal with that. No, that is out of there. Here's another good one. The people that have the monstrosity of a carry-on, and it takes about 20 minutes to get it out of the overhead bin while the entire plane is standing there, drives me nuts. Bravo. Speak, sister, brother. Who doesn't like to save a buck?
Yeah.
Right? But it's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It may be to cause us all to wait longer to get on the bird, which Adam Carter once called the tube of death when he was afraid of flying.
Yeah.
But we do have to remind people, maybe we got to have that box set up again where if your carry-on does not fit, and by the way, the carry-on has to have plenty of room.
Yeah.
Okay? So it can't just barely squeeze in there. It's got to fit in easy.
Yeah, we're not shoving it in there.
Because you're scam artists.
Mm-hmm.
You're also a scam artist if you're in, let's keep using row 24. If you get on early, probably not when you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You're the gate lice people, is that what they call them? I mean, why are you getting on the plane early? And you put your bag in row 15. You know who would do that? Leather Tuscadero over there.
Leather
Tuscadero. Susan K. Jones would be capable of doing that. Susie is wearing an excellent leather jacket. She'll provide you with the news after seeing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
CBS next.